Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 7th of May 2023. A trio of forces helped the major US stock indices end the week on a high note Friday, with market heavyweight Apple reporting expectations beating results, embattled banking shares rebounding, and a strong jobs report helping alleviate some recession concerns. Despite a rally on Friday, however, markets broadly ended the week lower on comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell that suggested a pivot to cutting rates might not occur as quickly as the market had hoped. On May 3rd last week, the Federal Reserve implemented what perhaps could be the last interest rate increase of this hiking cycle. The Fed raised rates by 0.25%, its 10th consecutive rate hike since March 2022, bringing the Fed funds rate to 5 to 5.25%. The Fed language indicated the pause in rate hikes may be likely, and while Chair Jerome Powell did not comment explicitly that the Federal Reserve was ready to pause interest rates, some of the language in the Fed's statement hinted that a pause may be coming. The statement removed the phrase "some additional policy firming may be appropriate" and replaced it with language that it would assess incoming data to determine the extent to which additional tightening would be appropriate. For many investors, this change was a signal that the Fed no longer assumed that further rate increases were appropriate. Despite the Fed's more optimistic take on the banking sector, regional banks in the US continue to come under pressure. After First Republic Bank was acquired by JP Morgan last weekend, this past week, additional West Coast-based regional banks, including PacWest Bancorp, Western Alliance, and Zions Bank, all saw substantial declines in their share prices, before rebounding somewhat on Friday. PacWest, which is lower by over 70% year-to-date, had announced that it is seeking strategic alternatives, including a potential sale of its business, and will seek to maximize shareholder value. This comes even as PacWest highlighted that it has not experienced out-of-the-ordinary deposit outflows and that its cash and liquidity position exceeds its uninsured deposits. The S&P 500 and the Dow posted modest declines that were roughly equal in scale to the previous week's gains, while the Nasdaq was fairly flat, up 0.1% over the week. The Europe 600 index ended 0.28% lower over the five trading days, as recession fears and banking tremors continued to weigh on sentiment. The UK's FTSE 100 index slid 1.17%. European government bond yields declined after the European Central Bank raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point, scaling back from previous half-point increases. The yield on benchmark 10-year German government debt fell near to one-month lows, and in the UK, yields were broadly unchanged, holding near one-month peaks at around 3.8%, as investors braced for more policy tightening from the Bank of England. Yields on 10-year US Treasuries fell early in the week on concerns about regional banks and the debt ceiling, but moderated during the week, ending at 3.43%. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.